Praise the Lord and good morning, dear people of God. What a beautiful day the Lord has created and added into our lives. We are grateful to the Lord Jesus Christ for this day. The scripture says, this is the day the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. You know, when I grew up in my home, we had those HMV LP record players. And in one of the records, the LPs that we had, it was a Jim Reeves LP, and that song, we loved it, including my parents and the whole family. It was Have Thine Own Way, O Lord. The scripture says in Isaiah 64, 8, Yet, O Lord, you are our Father, we are the clay, you are the potter, we are all the work of your hand. Hallelujah. My dear brothers and sisters, I was listening to this beautiful hymn, and the writer of hymn, Adelaide Pollard, you know, when she wrote this hymn, she was introspecting her life, and she was highly discouraged because she wanted to go to Africa on missions and she didn't have enough funds to do the needful. And so she was very dejected at the moment. But she was hearing a word from an elderly woman at a prayer meeting one night, and she pleaded, it really doesn't matter what you do with us, O Lord, just have your way with our lives. So at this meeting, that woman talked about Jeremiah chapter 18 and verses 3 and 4. And I will read that portion of scripture. Jeremiah 18 from verse 1. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Lord saying, Arise and go down to the potter's house. And there I will cause thee to hear my words. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought a work on the wheels, and the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of the Lord came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Lord, Behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel. After she meditated upon this portion of scripture, before retiring that evening, Adelaide Pollard completed the writing of all four stanzas of this beautiful hymn as it is sung today. And the hymn first appeared in published form in 1907. My dear brothers and sisters, often into our lives, some discouragements and heartaches that we cannot understand. There are so many things that happen in our life that we don't understand. And as children of God, however, we must learn never to question the ways of our sovereign God, but simply to say, Have thine own way, O Lord. Have thine own way. Thou art the potter. I am the clay. Mold me and make me after thy will. While I am waiting, yielded and still. My dear brothers and sisters, that was the heart and the mind of Jesus our Lord in Gethsemane when he was in prayer, where the blood came out from his sweat and he was in intense prayer saying, Lord, if this cup can be taken away, please do it. But nevertheless, not my will, but your will be done. And Jesus surrendered to the perfect will of his Father in heaven. Died for us on the cross of Calvary, paid the price for our sin, and today we are the redeemed of the Lord. And the scripture says, Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I am redeemed, I am redeemed, I am redeemed. Amen. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we want to say thank you. Lord, Father, we commit our spirit, our soul, and our body into your most holy hands and pray that, Lord, you will have your way with us, in us, and through us. I pray, Lord, that Father, that your good, your acceptable and perfect will be accomplished in our lives. I pray that you will renew our mind by the power of your word, increase faith in our heart, and fill us afresh with the Holy Spirit, O God, that today we will have the mind of Jesus in us. Fill our hearts with agape love, our bowels with compassion, and Lord God Almighty, envision us, empower us, equip us to do the work of the Lord Jesus Christ and to live for the glory of God. Abba Father, today I thank you for your flock as they step out into their jobs, into their businesses, running the errands for the day. I release your anointing upon them. Bless them, O Father. I praise you, God, for their lives. I pray you will keep them from the evil one, preserve them, protect them, provide for them, prosper them, because they are your heritage. I also pray for the ones who may be sick in our midst. Oh, Father, I take authority over every spirit of infirmity and I cast it out from their frames in Jesus' name. And Lord, I release your anointing of healing to flow from the crown of their head to the soles of their feet in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you. We give you the glory, honor and dominion, power and authority, because it all belongs to you and to you alone. In Jesus' most holy, mighty, and matchless name we pray. And we said, amen and amen. God bless you, dear people of God. Have a great, big, wonderful day ahead of you and a beautiful weekend ahead of you. Don't forget to go to the house of God to worship Jesus together with the saints of God. God bless you and bye for now.